So I'm gonna let you know, if there's anybody in this building that the Kent Spirits has did anything to you down through the year, we apologize. Harvey Jr. speaking personally for me too now. If I've done something to anybody in this building that I shouldn't have done, if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. I want you to forgive me. You know why? Because I don't want to be wrong. You know, when you ask somebody to forgive you, it's up to them then. Let's go with it, Wiley. This is our last song. We're going to have prayer. We was down in Goldsboro, North Carolina. A young lady came to our bus. There were so many people there, till a lot of people couldn't even get in. We was almost to go to the stage. She said, "Harvey, can I talk to you a minute?" I said, "Yeah." Tears were in her eyes. She said, "Harvey, my husband divorced me because I'm 75 pounds overweight." She said, "Harvey," she said, "I took Slim Fast. I took diet pills." She said, "I got on the treadmill." She said, "I got one on credit and I scuffled to pay for it. I just couldn't lose." By the time folks she could get through talking to me, they called us on the stage. I didn't even get a chance to know her name. But young lady, wherever you are, don't nobody know about this but me and you. But wherever you are, wherever you are, this song is for you. No matter how large, no matter how small, no matter how short, no matter how tall,
no matter how weak, no matter how strong, you just keep holding, holding on.
And remember, no matter how small, sure, no matter how dark.
No matter how weak, no matter how strong, you just keep holding,
keep
holding on.
Always remember,
I love you.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody here that need reassurance tonight? How many here ever feel like don't nobody love you? Don't be ashamed. Lift your hand.
God,
I want you to know God love you. I don't care what nobody tell you. I don't care what you've done. Somebody say, well, how about I'm an alcoholic?
Reverend Cheers, he's a minister, he's the lead singer, and he's a friend of the Canton Spirituals. We're glad to have him here with us tonight. We thank God for Reverend Cheers.
But in case you don't understand, turn to 3 John 3:16, where it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever even him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know what, Harvey? I was thinking about that lady you was talking about. There are women that have been abused, some physically, some emotionally. But I thought about the other day when Mary Magdalene was standing in her trial, and all the boys were standing around with bricks in their hand, and I could see Mary standing there as they get ready to stone her to death. You know, every now and then, women, we're stoned to death, aren't you stoned to death? Sometimes when you don't even know which way to go, your friend will turn their back upon you. Let me tell you. Jesus, Jesus come passing back. Anybody ever let the law pass back? Anybody ever let the law pass back? When Jesus come passing back, they say, well, Jesus, according to the Mosaic law, she have committed adultery. Should we stone her to death?
Amen, amen. Welcome to the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. You pick your own time zone. Yeah, I know people may be wondering, you haven't heard something like this on a news network, but there are so many things going on in our country, across our nation, across our the world and just going on. Let's just say going on that. First of all, we need to be reminded that God loves you. Forget the news. Forget the current events. Forget everything else. And you have to know that God loves you. And there's nothing else that we could report here. There's nothing else that we could honor or lift our hands to other than, oh my God, that he loves you. The circumstances are the circumstances. The situations are the situations. The people are the people. And things are going to be the way things are going to be. But God loves you. And it begins with you first loving God. Loving God how he's loved you so you can now love someone else and know that you are willing to say, forgive me. If there's anything that you thought was wrong, forgive me. If there's anything that you thought was off, forgive me. Can you guys hear me?
Okay, I'm going to have to switch mics because evidently the first mic was not going. You know, I said that most people might wonder why did I play that song and why would I choose that? Because with all the things that are going on in our country, we have to know that God loves us. We cannot get over or surpass how much God loves us. Do not pay attention to what's going on, but we must be prayerful in news. See, when you report the news, you must also be willing to be prayerful in the news. And we have some breaking things that have gone on and happened. We had eight people killed in New York. We need to still be praying. No judgmental spirit. No condemnation. We need to still be willing to pray. And when we pray, we know things will change. So we want to lift our hands towards New York. And every other area that has been affected by death, by crime, by terrorism, by whatever the situation is, Lord, please heal the spirits of the people that they know that you're their protector, that you are their guide, and not to put fault on you. So the news is to say God gets the glory. The news is that he loves you. The news is that no matter how broken you are, how messed up you are, how you do not feel worthy, God still loves you. You're going to hear a lot of things tonight. News, finances. Ask the pastor. Biggest question that came out to me tonight is like, why do you keep keep talking about this Jesus that say fix yourself when he should be able to fix me? Oh, that's going to catch up to somebody in a minute. No, God has not come. He's already paid the cost. He's already hung on the cross. He's already went through. Now it's time for us to step up and start to do the work. But in all of that, we must pray. Pray for all of these situations that are not led by the people who are doing them, but the spirits that are in control of them. We were talking today. You have to make a stand. You have to say enough is enough and that I will take over control of my mind, because when your mind is available, when your mind is subject, you'll do anything. You'll fall for anything. You'll do what someone else wants you to do. Oh, I got to do better. Thank you, Heavenly Father God. I will do better now. But we pray in agreement here on this network that you be exonerated, that you be released off the hook for any catastrophe, for any situation that may be such a distraction on the world side that we always want to blame you. Lord, we release right now in the mighty name of Jesus that we now say, Lord, help us to do better to pray. Help us to do better to be in the right place at the right time. Help us to do better to follow your word. Help us to do better to honor you that we follow through. We don't just want to talk about it. We want to actually be about your word and see the example of it through our actions. So we pray for our government. We pray for our inner city governments and our mayors and our council and our senates and our what, no matter what political side, but all of the institutions, Democratic and Republican, that your rain falls down right now. Bless the families that have been affected by death, by senseless killing. Pray for our law institutions that have wrongfully taken death. And we thank you, Lord, that you have now stepped in the situation because of our willingness to believe in you. It says, not our will, but your will be done right now here on earth as it is in heaven. Have your way. Let us report your report. Let us exemplify your will, your way, and your word. And let us not be distracted by our own ways of knowledge and our own ways of making things simple for ourselves. That we stretch, that we press, that we push to the other level. And say, forgive us, that everyone may be forgiven by our sacrifice. This is the news. This is the Now Network News, live here, 6, 8, and 9 on the Now Network. That is my intro. And we want to introduce our co-anchors here tonight. But I want to be sincere about everybody tonight that what's going on is not our business, but our responsibility to pray. It's our responsibility to step up and not just report it, but also have a solution through the word of God, how we as believers can still be standing at the end of the day and in the beginning of the morning. I cannot do things the way I used to do, and I cannot settle for anything I've settled for before in my life. I must go to another level of accountability. When? That's now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. It is the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. on time zone. Yes, Pastor E, Minister Terry, Minister Rashad, we will co-anchor weekly the Now Network News. Pastor E will bring a pastoral view of Christian news along with a unique perspective and dialogue on hot topics. And yes, he will provide biblical solutions and answers in the special segment of Ask the Pastor. Minister Terry will keep us up to date with what's the word on current events in the nation and throughout our cities. And yes, Minister Rashad will continue to elevate us and push us in the area of our financial goals and financial news. This is the Now Network News at 9, live in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We want to first bring Minister Terry. She had a day off last week, and we want to give her an opportunity to come on board and say hello to the family. Welcome back to the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 with What's the Word with Minister Terry.
Good evening, beautiful family. I tell you, I am just grateful and honored to be here tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Good evening, listeners. I'm your host.
Did you want me to wait? Did you want me to continue the music? Were you ready this week?
I'm ready. Listen, when you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Good evening, listeners. I'm your host, Minister Terry, here live from the Now Network News Studio, here to bring you news. Glory be to God. Well, this evening, family, I'm going to be speaking on you on some things. First, I'm going to go over some health issues, because I tell you, each month there's health awareness issues that we should be aware of, and not just only for that month, but every day, because people are suffering and they're living with these. They have to be aware there's this help out there, and there's help for each and every one of us. Amen, family? Today, family, I will be sharing some insights on the November health awareness and some hot topics later on the news, what's going on in our world, in our country. This month, in November, we have awarenesses of diabetes, bladder health, COPD, lung cancer, pancreatic cancer. These are all important diseases and conditions, illness to be discussed. Amen. But tonight, family, I'm going to be really pushing in on diabetes mellitus, because this is so prevalent. This is the first one that I chose, and the Holy Spirit told me to speak on this one tonight. Diabetes mellitus. A lot of people, they don't really know what diabetes is. Diabetes mellitus, it's a chronic medical condition where the body is unable to regulate its insulin level, which leads to elevation of blood sugar, the amount of sugar that's held in the blood. A lot of people know it as high blood sugar. Some call it sugar, and some older call it sugar diabetes. The insulin is a hormone made in the body by the pancreas. And when the body does not make insulin to use up what the body glucose, which is the sugar that we take in, we take in sugar from everything, just about bread, everything. If you read the labels, everything has sugar. And when we take in too much sugar and the insulin doesn't make enough to use that glucose, they call it glucose, but that's sugar, use that up. If it goes untreated with high levels of blood glucose in your bloodstream, if untreated or poorly treated, diabetes mellitus can cause damage to the heart, kidneys, eye vision, and it can also cause stroke. It can cause dental problems, nerve damage, skin problems. Skin problems are poor healing, foot problems, and most diabetics, they have to monitor and give extra care to their feet, keep them dry and clean. They have to make sure they get no cuts. They have to make sure they have no tight-fitting shoes, because 60% of non-traumatic amputees are secondary to diabetes mellitus. Family, there are four common types, wide spread of diabetes mellitus. Type 1 diabetes, juvenile diabetes. This usually occurs in children, childhood and adolescence, where there is little or no insulin made by the pancreas, that hormone again that produces the insulin. And when they are affected, the children are affected, they are required to give insulin. They have to have insulin injections to lower the blood sugar level. It can last for years and it can last a lifetime. The second type of diabetes, family, I want to talk about, this is adult onset. This disease process occurs when the body does not make or use the insulin well. This type can occur at any age, even early childhood. Usually it occurs between middle age and older adults. It's more common in that category. The next one, family, I'm going to speak on is gestational diabetes. Gestational occurs, diabetes mellitus, during pregnancy. And that's when women of pregnancy, their blood sugars elevate. And when they have gestational diabetes, women are prone, their risk increase 35 to 60%, it goes up, of acquiring type 2 diabetes. That's the one we acquire later on in adult life within 20 years. Blood sugars, family, and sugar, this is something serious. 90 to 95% of diabetes mellitus are type 2. That's the most common one. In 2015, a poll was taken of 30.3 million diagnosed. This is in the United States. 9.5%, that's one in four, did not know they had the disease. One in 10 American adults will have the disease. 15,000 adults, 15,000 children are diagnosed daily. Some outrageous numbers, family. And this is worldwide in the USA. And worldwide, the USA, we're third underneath China up top, India and USA, and all the countries falling behind us. Let me keep going, family, because there's reasons and there's things we can do to curtail this diabetes disease. There's signs and symptoms that all diabetics have. It's increased thirst. They have to drink a lot. They never get full when they're drinking water, so they have to drink a lot. And they have increased urination. They pee a lot. And then they're always hungry. And then they're fatigued. And also they have dry mouth and itchy skin. And we did say before that's a complication. When the skin gets dry and it's itchy, they can be prone to having cuts. And then when they cut, they don't heal. Amen? They also have blurred vision. Those are some of the symptoms of diabetes. Now, family, I'm going to tell you about the fourth diabetic diabetes. It's pre-diabetes. This one is elevation in the blood levels. You can just say you went to the doctor, your child went to the doctor, they took labs, and they seen your blood glucose was up a little bit. Now, what the lab normally do before they diagnose a true diabetic is do three blood level tests. And usually they have you fast, nothing by mouth, don't eat anything before you come have your blood drawn. And then after midnight, so they can get a true reading. But the pre-diabetes, there's an elevation in the blood levels when the labs are done, and there's not enough elevation that they want to classify it as diabetes 2. Children nowadays are being diagnosed with this type, pre-diabetes, rapidly. They're being diagnosed with pre-diabetic because of the diet that they are eating. And parents, children, and adults, parents, aunties, uncles, everybody, grandparents, children are children. They only eat what we allow them. Amen? A lot of times we think we're taking the fast way and we're getting them some fast food, french fries, cheeseburgers, all of this. I tell you, family, the bread, everything, tortillas, french fries, everything converts down to carbohydrates, which converts down to sugar. So, family, we have to go back to where our parents, back where our ancestors did. They prepared us some wholesome food. We were lucky to get us some meat and vegetables and throw a potato on there. We were so grateful. But it was in moderation. Glory be to God. So that tells your family we have to take care of the children. Stop the junk food. Amen. And then there's two other rare forms of diabetes mellitus, which is monogenic, and that's very rare, a cystic fibrosis diabetes. There are some things to do that can prevent, you can follow these, and prevent the diagnosis of diabetes. Number one is like a healthy diet. Decrease the cheese. I had a grandniece when she was little. Every time I'd be grating cheese or working with cheese, she wants cheese. We have to decrease the cheese because cheese has a lot to do with diabetes, and also we know it has a lot to do with our cholesterol. Decrease the whole milk. We can look at our children nowadays, and we see them. We can look at their size and just looking at them and know that they're predisposing themselves for, there are pre-diabetes and diabetes type 2. So we have to look out for the future God's children. Amen, family? Whole milk, take them off whole milk, put them on some half, put them on skin. A lot of children, like I'm telling you, family, they're children. If you start them on it, Proverbs 22:6 tell us, train up the child in the way you want them to go. And when they are going, they won't depart from it. Train them up on it. Don't start them on the whole milk when you know the whole milk's not good for them. And also, family, we can substitute the butter and the oil. We can substitute that and use broth for seasoning. Also, lower the sodium, salt. Lower the salt intake and that raw sugar. And if you need to use sugar, use brown sugar. No artificial sugar, family. Amen. What we also can do with our meats, we can bake, broil, boil, stir fry. Avoid the fry. We know we love fried because fried chicken, ain't nothing like fried chicken or fried fish. But everything good for you, not everything that tastes good, not good for you. Amen, family. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, we have to get them on them whole grains. Some of the children may say, oh, they don't like that bread. Got the little things in them. Get them on them whole grains. Cook them some brown rice. Steer away from brown rice because brown rice takes a little while to cook. Be patient. Be patient and be wise. Cook that brown rice and enjoy that brown rice. Also, quinoa. Quinoa. Quinoa is a good source of protein. And it is a good carb of rice. It's a good rice substitute. Get them accustomed to eating that quinoa. Put it on them and then tell them they can't leave the table till they finish their meal. Ooh, hallelujah. I was raised that way. Glory be to God. Family, also, we must be label conscious. Read those labels. Monitor. Be looking for things to avoid. Avoiding saturated fat. People buy them. They think they're saving money when they're, I'm going back on this trans fat. They think they're saving money when they're buying margarine instead of butter. But like I said, you could substitute the butter too and use the chicken broth. But they think they're saving and getting margarine. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Margarine is the worst thing you can put in your body. So much trans fat. Read the labels, family. Look for that sodium level. Look for that sugar level. Look for their carb level, your carbohydrates, which is basically sugar. And look what it says about the cholesterol. A lot of people don't pay attention to cholesterol until they start to be getting it middle age. They don't even pay attention in the 40s. But your cholesterol is something you don't want to play with because it can narrow them arteries. And when that narrows the arteries, ooh, Jesus, the blood of Jesus won't be able to get through. So we have to make sure the wisdom of God tells take care of our arteries. Amen, family? I tell you, family, carbs convert to straight sugar. Oh, yes. Glory be to God. And less is best, family. Less on the plate. Ooh, Jesus. We have to consider switching our plate. Be conscious of portion size. We can use a salad plate. Just because the food looks good, smells good, and tastes good, doesn't mean it's always good for you. be sensible about the portion size. What we can also do, and I'm speaking and I'm ministering to myself too, family. Glory be to God. I ain't just talking on deaf ears. I'm ministering to myself. Use a teaspoon. I like teaspoons because when you use a teaspoon versus a tablespoon, you have to do more work. Then when you do more work, you might not eat as much because you're a little tired because it takes a little longer to get that food up in your mouth. Amen, family? Also, we can use a salad fork. The less we stuff in our mouth at one time, the better we are. Amen, family? Food is good. Food is plentiful right here in the United States, and we know it's good. Amen, family. Family, one more thing, a few more things on this. When we're eating, try listening to the radio and not the TV, because sometimes you can put on mellow music and you're going to eat at the rate of the mellow music. But when you're eating with the TV, sometimes you're eating excitedly and you can overeat. Amen, family. And when we have our plates, we should color our plate. Color the plate means making a quarter portion of your plate, your protein, a quarter portion. Now, that steak, that huge steak, that huge chicken breast may take up half of that portion. So sometimes we have to cut the portions in half. And then we should have a quarter portion of grain. Half of your plate should be colorful, very colorful. A lot of people eat fruit and veggies for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But if it's just veggies, color your plate with half with them colorful vegetables. You'd be surprised how many natural vitamins are in the food. Bell peppers, cabbage, broccoli, all that is very good. Glory be to God. Also, family, we must be active. And I'm talking to myself again. We must, and you know we all love to dance. We all love to dance. Put you on some music. Praise dance. Praise dance. Do what you got to do to get moved. I tell you, praise him because he is so worthy. And also, family, when we're out in public, we need to park. We always trying to, in a hurry, trying to find the front row parking way down at the end of the parking lot. That way we can get some steps in to maybe total that 10,000, 15,000 steps, whatever our goal is. Park far away. Another thing, family, take the stairs. Take the stairs. Sometimes, you know, women, we wear them heels, so we don't want to take the stairs. But what we could do is slip them heels off, get on up them stairs, especially if they're carpeted. We can hop up them stairs and we can be doing well. Also, family, while we're watching TV, we can be stepping right there and step in place as you're watching your TV or whatever you do. And also on the phone. We have so much technology nowadays. You can be on the phone. You can be moving around. You can be walking and you can be talking. You know, God made us very functional. So we're able to do these things. Glory be to God. And that is, family, that is it. Oh, no, I still have more. Family, every time I tell you, yeah, that is it for my diabetes. Next. Every time I cut on the TV, catcher, news, this is what we're going on now, news. Every time I cut on the TV and try and catch some news, ooh, I pray. Ooh, Jesus, Pastor, you were just saying. I pray. And you know 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing. Amen. I pray because there's so much going on the world. There's so much in the world going on. We in the world are not of the world. But I have to say time out, cut out, and just thank the Lord for my peace. Sometimes I see what the Amish do when they cut off and they take their selves off and they just have peace where you can. When I cut off, I can have talks with the Heavenly Father and I can wait. With him, speak with him, and pray with him, and listen what the assignment he has for me. Glory be to God. Family, the enemy is so busy. Yesterday, family, there was two horrific acts that occurred from the east to the west, New York and California. In New York, 29-year-old man, he was from Pakistan. They said it was made possibly ISIS-related. He used a rented Home Depot pickup and ran over three on the bike path, 3 blocks from World Trade Center. I tell you, family, Luke 9 tells us who has he gave us the power and the authority to cast out demons. Luke 9 tells us, and back to diabetes, Luke 9 tells us he gave us the power to cure disease. Glory be to God. Family, read the whole Luke 9. And I was reading that. That's just awesome chapter. You just read it. We know we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And we know, Pastor E mentioned it earlier, and I haven't talked to him, nothing, but I was saying, I said, it wasn't the person. It's not the person. It's the spirit that allows in them. We have to stay strapped up in the word of God, be prayed up also. I'm praying for others because our world, God's world, is in turmoil. We have to do the work. And I'm making it personal. The power, he gave us power and authority. Demons, there's so many people walking around not knowing where to go to get the help, not knowing who to talk to about. And the attack, I tell you, the attack had been planned. Somehow we have to have that intuition where we can pray it away and prevent these things from happening. Amen, family? This young man came to the United States in 2010 on a visa, a green visa card. And he was here for 7 years, so somehow he could have ran across some people. Sometimes when you show people love, the spirit that they're allowing in them will leave them. When you just show people love, the love of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God, I tell you. Also yesterday, family, in the news, and I know if you've seen the news, the Riverside school teacher, a young father, he was killed. He went to pick up his first grade daughter from the elementary school in Riverside. And he got into an altercation or somehow, and he ended up taking a 70-year-old teacher hostage in the classroom for 6 hours. In the classroom, and they tried to negotiate him and talk him out, but they're talking on the outside, a spirit talking within a person. He wouldn't come out. So they went in to rescue the woman, and the 27-year-old, he was killed. So, you know, that's a lost life, and, you know, the word of God says, thou shalt not kill. And we know the law enforcement, they doing their job, and there was a hostage there in that situation. So we have to pray for these situations that they don't happen. And what we can do to prevent them is continue to pray. Amen, family. And that young man lost his life en route to at the hospital. He was transported to the hospital and lost his life at the hospital. But his family said he was upset before heading to the school. So when we see family members, our own family members, our neighbors, our friends, we have to pull them to the side, show them some love, the love of Christ, before these things. Family, I want to give some news for the California residents. And I'm quite sure you live in California, you already know. Gas prices has went up 12 cents per gallon. Ooh, Jesus, yes. And expect to pay $2 more per fill-up if you're getting quite a few gallons. Amen? And they said it should be $10 in taxes are supposed to be for the reconstruction of our road, our highways, which we really need, because that few change we're paying at the pump, if they don't fix the highways, we're going to be paying more for repairs on our automobile. Amen, family? So look forward. Don't look at envelope. Don't look. Still count that on the outside. Amen. Also in the news, family, there's been a lot of more Hollywood sexual misconduct coming on, and I'm not going to elaborate on that because that's been on the rise. Then there's also some things here going on in Los Angeles. Last night was the Dodgers game. LA Dodgers. LA Dodgers against the Houston Astros. Big World Series. We know that's going on. Last night was also Hallelujah night. In other words, some people call Halloween night. So it was very busy out there last night. But and tonight I think is the last Dodgers game and the Houston game. But Minister Rashad is gonna come and speak us on finances, because a lot of these are consumers. These people have paid to get into Dodgers game. And I tell you, we have to be wise. We have to use wisdom with our money, because I tell you, what would it be where you could record it, watch it later, and first.
Okay,
first
I gotta come in. I have to come in here. You mentioned the Dodgers. Please leave the Dodgers alone, because I got my TV off. I got the radio off. I'm not looking at no updates. I am a Dodger fan. Quit.
Lord, die her. Win.
Don't even bring that up. Don't talk about the Lakers, and don't talk about the Dodgers. It will be okay.
You know I am, too. I'm on right now. But you know what I was saying, though? You know, and Pastor, you speaking of the Dodgers and the Lakers, and every time we win a championship like that, last night when it was tied 3-3, they had so many problems in L.A. because they were attacking businesses, looting businesses, attacking bystanders, and setting fires. Come on, now, that's not acceptable. That's not a celebration. We're supposed to celebration with some common sense now. When we win,
that's why we need. That's why those of us that are really real about it, we should be out there preaching to them people, saying, "Yes, go Dodgers!" But don't you know, it's all about Jesus.
All about Jesus.
So, you know, and then the witching hour. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because, and let me just bounce off, and we're going to bring in Minister Rashad real soon. I'm going to take about a minute and 30 seconds. But last night, people were talking about, this is going on, this is happening. Do you know that last night is the biggest witching hour in our country? People are out there satanically chanting and praying and doing the same stuff that we supposedly do every day, and you wonder why things are going left field. The opposition is alive, and I'm not getting. Please don't think I'm getting against putting against a costume on. But when you elevate a holiday that represents darkness, don't make me start teaching on what the witching day is of Halloween and October 31st. But if you're wondering why things go on the way they go, is because that is a night that they really concentrate on defeating the body of Christ.
Yes.
And if you think it's bad now, you better watch out. It's finna get worse. If you know signs of the time are coming. God bless you, woman of God.
God
did
bless
awesome.
You.
Awesome,
amen.
Awesome. It's time for us to transition to our next level.
Amen.
And it's Money Minute time, and we are going to bring the host of that show, Minister Rashad. Get one, come off mute. Oh, I like that music. Yeah, Money Minute with Minister Rashad. Are you there, man of God?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, here, let me start your music over again.
We're good.
Sure?
We can go right in.
I like that music. I want to hear you flow. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead, man. God bless you, bro.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless the Now Network. You know, we've heard all kinds of news this evening and what's going on, and you know, we're trying to move on to the Money Minute, but just piggybacking on some of the things that the pastor was saying and Minister Terry was speaking on as well, and you know, there's a lot going on, but Jesus is still in control. He's still in control. He's still on the throne. He still rules. He still reigns. I know it doesn't always make sense, but sometimes it's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to make faith. Got to stand on your faith in this day. You got to stand on your word and your faith in this hour and this in this season. It is time. It's time to break every chain. We're not going to let the devil steal our joy. We're not going to let the devil take our day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice. We shall rejoice in it. This day was preordained, predestined for God to get the glory. He said, there's many things I can tell you. There's many things I can tell you, but you're just not ready for them. You're just not ready for them. So with that, we just got to learn to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of your being. Just trust. Just trust in God. He's got the outcome. We ain't got to try to figure it all out. We just need to focus on the assignment he gave us. Focus on that, and we can move forward. Today, it is now time for us to forget the former things. Forget the former things. It's time to move forward. God said it's time to move forward. He said, I'm doing a new thing. Can you not see it? I know the plans I have for you. Family, I know the plans I have for you. We're going to release this financial burden off the back of the people that are breaking their necks. We're going to release the burdens. We're going to break the yokes. We're going to destroy the enemy's tricks, lies, deceits, games, deceptions, practicing of arts against us, of not being able to see the truth, not being able to see the light. But the light is here. The light is here. Amen. The light is here. The light of knowledge, the light of wisdom, the illumination of God's power is here. Is going to remove it all. Because once the light shows up, darkness has to fade away. And so I don't have a whole lot to say today, but I just want to piggyback a little bit about what we talked about yesterday, that God said that we're going to be moving this thing. It's going back to Noah and the ark. See, we're trying to alleviate financial pressure. We're trying to get ready for our retirements and get our financial house in order for today, tomorrow, next week. We're trying to build a legacy for our children's children. We're trying to take care of the day, the here and now. You know, for some people, I know it's hard to think about 3 years in a row, 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, because right now, the urgency right now is to get this thing off my back, to have more months. Have more money at the end of the month than having more bills at the end of the month. Amen? So it's time to shift into that land of abundance. And from what I see and from what I feel the Holy Spirit is putting upon me and saying, this is how it needs to be done, Rashad, you know, we got to do it collectively. We've got to do it collectively. See, we've been trying to do it all alone by ourselves, and we're pinching at it. We're just scraping the surface. And time is running out. We don't have forever. We got to get it right now if we're going to get it. And so we're going to have to collectively do this thing. You know, just as God gave Noah the instruction to build the ark because he seen that the storm was coming. He's going to lay it all out because he was unhappy the way things were going and I'm going to start all over. Well, I feel something like that is coming in the financial world for us. And we need to get on the ark. We need to get into the ship, and we got to build the ship. And so right now, whatever you have, whatever you're using, I'm going to ask you to just start, you know, putting your dollars aside and being wise with them. I know the pastor's been talking about that, but start putting that no-look account. Get that envelope and just start putting that money in there every day, religiously. Put your money in there. Money, you don't need to take it all out with you. Start putting it away because there's a new plan that's coming on board. You know, we've been in positions, and I know I probably have some people can attest to this, and they probably get an amen in the background there. We've seen how to finance a church. You know, we've been in one building, and we see that we've outgrown that, and we financed another building. We've seen that we were able to finance daycare centers, and put the beautiful children in there to make sure they're getting Christian knowledge and Christian upbringing. We've been able to finance buses to pick up the people and take trips with the choir and take the church on road shows and everything else. We've been able to finance vans and take and pick up our seniors and care for them and pick up the children and pick up our loved ones and take them maybe to dialysis or shopping because they don't have a car. And so we know how to finance other things to help the body of Christ. But my question is, where is your name on those things? See, right now, it's time that, you know, I want you to write this down today. I'm giving you a homework assignment today. One, I want you to write down the word passive income. And I know I talked about this before, but I want you to write down that word passive income. Those are one of the tools. Those are one of the strategies that are being used to build wealth. See, the passive income is that the money's coming in even though you're doing something else. Amen. Well, you already worked for the money one time, but now the money's working for you. See, we want to get to the point where money is working for you, and you're not working that hard for it until you get to the point where your passive income exceeds your monthly income. When your passive income exceeds your monthly income, which means what? If I'm earning $5,000 a month from my job, or maybe jobs with an S, praise the Lord. But now my passive income is now surmounted $10,000 a month. That money just comes in on the 1st, the 12th, the 13th of the month, whenever. It comes in every month, that $10,000. That has now exceeded my work income. And so I want you to get into the mindset that you are setting yourself up. You don't know exactly what tool is going to be used from or what avenue is going to come from or what exactly instrument is going to be used. But I want you to just start getting into the mindset. See, I need you to start being transformed in the mind. I need you to start being transformed in the mind because that's where it starts. Got to start in the mind where you start to, you know, we're going through the kindergarten stage. Then we're going to go to first grade, second grade, and third grade. But I need you to start thinking, if you haven't seen it or you haven't had it before, maybe you have, and, you know, it might have been some network marketing group or whatever you was in, and you've seen little bits and pieces. That system works. I'm not saying it's going to be network marketing, but I'm saying passive income works. And it's working for big corporations. It's working for big institutions. It's working for big foundations that I know of and worked with. It's working with big organizations that I know of and worked with in the past. And I've just taken the notes and said, wow, okay, we're gonna put this in place because this is what works. And I've seen it work over the last 20, 30 years. So there's nothing new underneath the sun. It's not new. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're just going to borrow, extract, and learn what works. And as long as it's in God's order and it's in God's will, then we're going to use those systems and those tools that have been afforded to us. See, God said, get wisdom. Get wisdom. Wisdom means I'm going to learn from these people, and I'm going to make sure that I can learn from it so I can benefit from it. And not only am I going to benefit, but the people are going to benefit together. Amen? And so I want you to write that word down, passive income now. And I want you to write down, I want to create passive income that exceeds my working income. See, because we've been taught to get a job. We might have even been taught to get a business. I mean, you know, everybody wasn't taught to get, but there might have been some people that were taught to get a business. That's okay, too. But did you ever think in your mind that I want to create a system? And I know they definitely don't teach this, because it didn't come through in my years of going to school. I didn't get that lesson in there either. And most of you didn't get it in there either. You learned it somewhere on the outside, a book, a video, or somewhere else. But there's a thing called passive income streams. Passive income streams. And that's what I want you to get your mind set for in starting in November, December, and going on into 2018. Passive income. And I want you to write it down. Write the vision. Write the vision that I'm going to create passive income that's going to exceed my regular income. Don't worry about the how-to right now. The how-to ain't none of our business. Just the point in fact that I wrote it on paper and I spoke it out of my mouth. That's the creative force right there that God gave us. He gave us the ability to speak those things into life. Call those things that are not as though they are and they shall be. Ooh, death and life is in the power. It's in the power of your tongue. So I'm giving this thing life. I'm creating life out my mouth right now. I'm putting it in motion. I'm setting the universe on notice that it's coming. It's here. We just got to reach out and grab the right one. I want you to put on your paper that I'm going to be an owner. I'm going to be an owner. I'm having ownership this year. I'm going into ownership in 2018. Ownership. Ownership of what? I'm going to be owning apartment buildings. I'm going to own hotels. Put those two down. Don't worry about, well, I only got $1.99 in the bank right now. Put it down. God says you have not because you ask not. But these are things that create passive income. Ask the Hiltons. Ask the Marriott family. Ask the Walmart family. Ask the Conrad Hiltons. Okay? They're on the beach. They're over in, you know, some island somewhere, and their money's coming in every month. Ask the Howard Johnsons. What are they doing today? They put a couple of these little things in place, and people keep coming all the time, here and there, and they are getting that passive income. Why not us? Why not you? Why not me? Why not you? This is part of the strategy we're going into next year, 2018. And I'm taking the lid off of it all because I just need you to start. You know, we're in preseason camp. You know, in football, baseball, they're going to have a preseason. We're in preseason right now. But I want you to get into the mindset that there's going to be buildings that's going to have your name on it. Some of you may already have that benefit and that blessing right now, and I would dare to mention that probably 65-75% of us don't have it, never had it, or never could have imagined you would have something like that. But I'm telling you right now that you will have an opportunity. You will have an opportunity. For the Lord said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a hope, plans to give you a future. I'm fixing to do a new thing. And see, we can get there together collectively. See, I don't know how long it would take for you to save and put together the right amount of money to go ahead and buy a hotel for $1 million or $2 million or $3 million or somewhere. But right now, there's a major transformation of wealth happening in this country that the people on Wall Street said that this is the greatest era of wealth transformation that this world has ever seen. I mean, it's moving from one side of the table to the other. And there are more people breaking into the corridors of becoming multimillionaires, multibillionaires at a record pace. Because they're tapped into certain vehicles, they're tapped into certain instruments, they're tapped into certain financial assets that they're using in the marketplace. And at the same time, there's a boatload of people that are unloading these things right now, too. There's a list that we get that of people are unloading these things because they've gotten all the benefits they can get out of them from a tax standpoint, and so now they're letting them go. And this is the opportune time now for us to step in and take it off their hands, and now you can ride it out for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Imagine if you would. You own a 100-unit apartment building, 100 units. And on those 100 units, you know, let's say the average rent is $800 a month. Now, it's probably $800, $900, $1,000, $1,200 from a one-bedroom, two-bedroom, three-bedroom, somewhere in between, amen? But if you got 100 units and it's you got 100 units at $800 a piece. That's $80,000 a month. $80,000 a month. If that was your building and you owned it, would that income now exceed your work income? I want you to just start getting these numbers in your head and getting these visions in your head. Get these visions in your head that these things are possible. They're buying it collectively. They're doing it collectively. They're not doing it one-on-one by themselves most of the time. Most of the people I talk to, work with, and deal with on a day-to-day basis out there in the marketplace across the country here is they're managing these things, and they're buying these things in bulk form. They're buying them for families. They're buying them for families. Two, three, four, five families got together, gave them and said, go get it, and now they're getting a check every month from that. Should you not maybe own a McDonald's? You ain't got to work there, but you own part of it where the check is coming to you every month. Can you not own a hotel, a Hampton Inn, and a check is coming to you every month because you're a part owner? And I'm telling you, when we get this thing, your name will be on the wall. Your name will be on the deed. So when you open up your portfolio, you open up your book, and you talking to your friends, or here's the hotel that we own, and then here's the apartment building we own, and here's the franchise that we own, here's the shopping center that we own. I want you to think about ownership. Get a piece of the block. collectively we can do it so much more fast and easy. And now once that circulates and starts coming in, now you'll have the additional money to start paying down, paying off the bills, and now start building a lifestyle instead of just paying for a work style. You'll be paying and building a lifestyle now. Now you can go buying instead of just going shopping. People at that wealth level, they just like to go buy. They don't even ask how much it costs. They be going to the store. I've seen, give me 3 of those and 2 of those and 4 of those. Give me 5 of those shirts, man. 6 of those slacks and 7 pair of those shoes. They don't even ask the price. They go buying. They don't go shopping. It's a difference once they get to a certain level that they are allowed and afforded to do that. It's going to be a place where now, who knows, you may be able to walk in one day and make a $100,000 donation to your favorite charity, your favorite church, your favorite synagogue, your favorite mosque, or wherever you go for your place of worship. Why? Because you have this passive income coming in from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different little spindles around the socket here that's coming in every month for you. And so we're not reinventing the wheel, but I'm sharing with you right now the power tool that is utilized in the marketplace to allow these guys from the Goldman Sachs to the J.P. Morgan Chases to the Wells Fargo's of the world to the Bank of America's of the world to all the different financial major players. I'm talking about the major players down there on Wall Street. I know them well. I talked to them, worked with them throughout the years, and I've seen what they do and how they do it. And I always pray to God that, God, let me take this information back to my community. Let me take this information back from Wall Street to Broad Street, from Broad Street to Main Street, and give it to the people in the Main Street. You know, I feel that's what my mission is, and I know that that is the avenue that's going to allow us all to be free at the same time. And so now we can all collectively come to the picnic with a nice bag to pass on. We can all now show up at the concert that we're going to praise the Lord, and everybody's doing well. We ain't got to worry about it. This one's not doing well. We all should be doing well because our status is changing. And so we're going to get more into that as we move forward, but I just wanted to give you a little soundbite today. I just wanted to give you a little appetizer, if you would, on the direction. It's time to get on the ark. It's time to get on the ark so you can survive the flood that's coming. And if you're positioned right and bring whatever you can bring to the table, and we'll talk more about that, start trying to find a way to get a hold of $2,500 between now and March of 2018. I know you're going to have your tax return check, and you're going to have all this other money, and I don't want you to be thinking about, well, honey, when we get our next tax return check, we're taking a trip to Hawaii. Honey, when we get that next tax return check, we're going to Jamaica. Honey, when we get that next tax return check, we're going to put it down for a new car. Honey, no, I want you to think that I'm getting ownership. I'm getting ownership in some major assets that are paying me money, and from that money coming in, then I'll start putting away maybe for the vacation, because we got to change the strategy. God said forget the former things. Forget the former thing. See, I'm doing a new thing. Can you not see it? Can you not see it? So I hope that between now and the end of this month and going into December, you start seeing, you start feeling $2,500. Some of you got more than $2,500. Some of y'all got enough to sponsor 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 people around here. Amen. but $2,500. Start putting that together. Maybe you're going to do it with your brother together, you and your brother together, you and your sister together, you and your husband and wife together. Well, I don't, you know, there's 100 ways to skin a cat. But the name of the game is to get in the game. So your name can be on a building of significance, of significance. You know, it always, you know, when I fly into different cities and I'm coming, you know, you're coming in and you start looking and you see all the names or the marquees on the building. You see the FedEx Stadium and you see the Bank of America building. You see the Wells Fargo building. You see the Prudential building. You see the New York Life building. You see the Marriott Hotel over there. You see the Sheraton over there. You see the Hilton over there. You see the Hampton. But, you know, you'll be looking like, where am I at in all of that? All their stuff is coming up out of the ground, just showcasing what they have and what they've done and what is created for them in the financial empire building blocks of the world, okay? And so you ain't got to be no rocket science. Follow the money trail. Follow the money trail. Amen? And so, like I said, a lot of these things now are becoming available, at a great discounted price. We're going to use leverage to get in, and then you're going to be getting checks coming in as a result of this, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful ride and a way to now start positioning you to pay off those bills, use that money to pay the car note so you ain't got to go out there and just pay from it from your job. I want you to get in the mindset as I close out once again. God, position me so my passive income exceeds my retirement income or it exceeds my working income right now. Don't worry about the how-to. Just ask God to show it, reveal it, and watch what happens. Who knows how long it's going to take before it shows up, but just the thought, just the fact that you're thinking about it and it's resonating in your mind means that there's a possibility it's going to happen. But if you never think about it, you never think about owning a building, you never think about owning a hotel, you never think about owning a senior care facility, you never think about owning a shopping center, it just goes past your mind. I mean, you're unconscious to the consciously things aware that you could have and own because you don't see no way that you can get it. You say, I don't see no way that's going to happen. I don't see no way I'm going to be able to do it. I don't see no way I can afford that. I don't see no way that I can come up with that kind of money. I don't see. Where there's no vision, those people will perish. But now, if he said, if you get with the people that got the idea, that have the mindset, that have the experience that can help you go down that road, and if you come together collectively, we built churches. We can go on the internet right now and see some churches that we done built for $3, $4, $5, $10 million, Pastor. We done built some $10 million churches. That's not making us no money. We got to reverse that. If we're going to put out $10 million, we're buying jets and airplanes. That ain't making us no money. It's getting the pastor the way he need to go to and fro, back and forth. I ain't mad at you, but how's that helping the people? It's time that we take that same mentality. We're going to finance those other, finance something that we're going to have our name on it. And then you'll be proud, saying, look, honey, look, you driving by with your grandson. That's our hotel over there. They don't know if you own 1% of it, 25% of it, 30%, but you can just point your finger and say, we own that hotel over there. Your son be like, what? Oh, my God. We own that construction company over there. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we own that McDonald's over there. You see that McDonald's? We own that McDonald's. I know Sister was talking about the fast food and all that stuff. You know, we own that Olive Garden. We own that Panda Express. We own that. You know, we can own those things. It only costs a little bit of money. And then what else are we doing? We're creating jobs. We're creating opportunity. Don't our people need some jobs? We need some managers. We need some kitchen workers. We need some servers. We need some accountants. We need some lawyers. All of that comes with it. So it's like a mushrooming effect. Once you get in those doors and start doing it, you create your own empire now. We ain't going to be doing no liquor, okay? We ain't going to put our name on no labels, Pastor. We ain't doing that part there. But there's so many other things that we can tap into that is available for collected funding that goes together. That's all you got to do is come together collectively with some like-minded individuals. And so, Russ, that's the direction we're going because that's going to be your ticket. That's what I see. I see that as the ticket out. I see that as the ticket out. God told me, hey, forget the formal thing because them other things, if they were working, they would have worked already for you. You know, you will not be able to save your way to financial independence. You ain't going to be able to save your way because the world is moving too fast. Interest is moving too fast. Cost of living is going up too fast for you to keep up. Based on what you're making, what you're spending every month, it's hard to save your way to retirement. You got to invest your way into retirement to create the freedom you want. And who says you always got to retire at 65? Some of y'all are going to be positioned to get out of the game at 32. Some of y'all are going to be positioned to get out of the game at 52. Some of y'all are going to be positioned to get out of the game at 60, 65. You know, because why? You start now. You start now. And so I'm just putting that out there right now. Don't fear it. Don't be scared about it, but just start putting in your mind that I'm going to create sources of passive income. I want you to start looking for passive income. Don't look for another job yet. Look for passive income. Amen? Amen. So that's the power for the hour. There is power in your beliefs. There is power in your spoken word. You got to start calling those things that are not as though they are. And here's my last homework assignment for you. I dare you. I dare you. You know, God said write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. Write your vision out tonight. And then not only do you write the vision, I want you to get the vision. I want you to find some magazine or something on the internet that you can print out. Print out an apartment building. Print out a hotel. Print out a shopping center. Print out some of these things that you say, I am going to be in ownership of one of those things right there. Right there, right there. Because those things are making money. in the right places, under the right circumstances, with the right strategies, those things are making money. And they're pouring out money every month. Every month. You know, are people still going to need a place to live in 3 years from now? People are going to need a place 5 years from now? Amen. So housing is not going away no time soon. And it's better to be the owner than to be the guy on the other side that's renting from the owner. You want to be in ownership. That's how they're doing it. They're doing it through ownership. Amen. So we may not have the technology widget of the week. We may not have the app of the day or whatever, but we can go out there and get a building. And I'm not talking about a one-bedroom little single-family home. That ain't going to be enough to feed everybody here. I don't know. That is not enough. We got to get something that has 100 units or more. 100 units. Count it, 100 units or more. Maybe it'll have 200. Okay, but we're going to start at 100 units or greater. And there's a whole system that I have already sketched out on how to go about doing this, from getting the apartment building to getting the hotel to getting the business, the franchise, and all these other things that's going to create jobs and put money circulated back to the people where it needs to go to. And as the business goes up, the people go up, and as the people go up, they can bring other people behind them as well. And I know that's another way that God is giving us a chance to bless others, to be a blessing while we're getting blessed. Amen? Amen. All right, Pastor. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you. My job is done here tonight, and I pray that you all are continue to be safe, and let you know that God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the Lord has given us power. So take your power and go out there and start.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.